Now, being a tradie can be a physically and mentally draining job, and with statistics showing that tradies make up nearly 60% of all serious injury claims, it's clear that we need to start making tradies' health a priority. Well, August is Tradies National Health Month, and to tell us a little bit more about what this involves, we're joined on the line now by Greg Borman. He's a physiotherapist from Western Australia. Greg, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Not a problem, thank you.
So could you tell us a little bit about what exactly is National Tradies Health Month?
Yeah, National Tradies Health Month is it's a national awareness campaign encouraging tradies to look after their most valuable asset, which is themselves.
And so I was reading a statistic, nearly 60% of all serious injury claims are made up by tradies. I mean, that's just that's a staggering number.
Yeah, and if you think about it, they only make up about 30% of the workforce. So that makes that figure seem even bigger again. And it's not surprising. If you know a tradie, you know the type of work that they do. Often their work can be quite physical, but also quite awkward in some of the positions that they need to get into. They rely on their body to do work. It's not surprising that I guess we're sort of seeing some of the figures that we are.
And I guess, is that the problem, that tradies are potentially exposed to more workplace risks than other Australians, or are there other issues at play causing tradies to be particularly prone to injury?
Yeah, I think there are risks to do with the job that they're doing, but at the same time, I think there's a feeling within tradies, certainly the ones that we speak to, that it can be fairly normal to be sore. And I think what we're trying to do with this campaign is we're trying to encourage a bit of a change to that thinking. Some stats that we looked at, more than half, 55% said it was normal to be sore. Less than half of tradies have ever seen a physio to be proactive about any of that pain. And in fact, we found that tradies were twice as likely to take good care of their tools than they were their own body.
Yeah, wow. And from your experience of treating tradies, what's been your impression of the impact on tradies if they do get injured at work?
Yeah, if you look at the type of job that they do and the fact that they rely on their body, an injury to a tradie can have a pretty significant effect. If you think about the fact that if you've got an injury, let's say it's an injury to your back or to your shoulder, automatically you start to question whether you can continue to do your job. Does that mean that you're able to continue to pay the bills, continue to live the life the way that you normally do? So because they rely on their body, an injury can have a big impact to a tradie straight away. Something that we do sort of know is that a lot of people will turn to Dr. Google in those types of situations. And we don't always see the best things on Dr. Google. No one writes about those injuries that get better very quickly. They write about all the things that have gone wrong. So something that we're doing with this campaign is trying to encourage, not necessarily to look Dr. Google, but maybe if you've got an injury, to go down to your local physio and get some proper advice.
And so short of consulting the internet, what I guess are some simple things that tradies or anyone can do to better look after their health at work?
Yeah, look, I think certainly being prepared for the job that you're about to do. So thinking about a little warm-up before you're going to do a physical task is something that's important. We know, for example, that the less flexible we are, the more likely we are to get a low back injury. So doing some simple stretches like a hamstring stretch can reduce your chance of back pain significantly then as a result. I think also having a look and making sure that you've got the right tools for the job, and something that we would encourage tradies to do this morning if they're listening is to go out and just have a bit of a step back and have a think. Have they got the right tools for the job that they're doing? Because often there are now tools out there that make the job a lot easier and therefore less physically demanding or less likely to be injured.
It is such an important initiative. Greg, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Not a problem. Thank you.
That was physiotherapist Greg Borman joining us on the line to have a bit of a chat about National Tradies Health Month.